531. As we continue our celebrations of Niue Language Week 2021, we're joined now by Saraya Mangawa, who's currently in her third and final year of studying a Bachelor of Arts, majoring in Politics and Pacific Studies at the University of Auckland. Saraya hails from the villages of La Kepa, Maleloa, and Hakupuatua. Talks to us, or joins us now, Te Talanoa, about her research project looking at Wangahao Niue among the Niue youth of New Zealand. Whakalofa lahi atu, Saraya, and thank you so much for your company this afternoon.
Whakalofa atu, Brian. Thank you for having me.
Saraya, firstly, tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Yes, of course, I come from the villages of La Kepa and Hakupu, and I was born and raised back in Niue for 18 years, and I've just moved here recently to do my studies, as Brian has mentioned, Bachelor of Arts, and yeah.
Very good. Now, can you tell us more, or give us an overview of your research project and its aims?
Yes, so my research project is underneath one of the Pacific courses that I'm taking as my final semester here at the University of Auckland, and it's called the Pacific 304 course, Advanced Pacific Research. And in this course, it's all based on researching on what we feel we want to research on. And I have chosen the topic of Wangahao Niue, or the Niue language, and the different perspectives it has. I want to explore the different perspectives amongst the Niue youth of New Zealand regarding Wangahao Niue. So my aims are really based on gathering information and data regarding the use of Wangahao Niue, as well as researching on the different concepts for the Niue and Pacific language retention and revitalization, as well as also determining any sustainable and innovative ways that we can continue to preserve and maintain the language for future generations.
Saraya, why did you want to undertake this particular research subject?
I think being raised in Niue for 18 years of my life has really deepened and strengthened my cultural identity, especially with the Wangahao Niue. I am very fluent, and I am able to understand our language very well amongst our community in Niue. But coming here to New Zealand, it's a different environment, and it's not many young youth today are as fluent as I am with the language. And I really have a strong passion for our youth here in New Zealand to learn the language or strengthen their relationship with the language and culture. And yeah, I just want to see the perspectives they have, if it's important to them, or are they willing to further their learning of it, or what are the factors that are preventing them from furthering their language and culture.
When you came over from Niue, Saraya, were you surprised at the number of New Zealand-born that's not fluent in Wangahao Niue, and how did that make you feel?
I wouldn't be surprised, because there are many factors that allow or don't allow our Niue youth to speak fluently, such as migration from earlier days, and since they're the third or fifth or sixth generation, the language has slowly declined because of the importance of English being an important part of success and career and opportunities. So I think the disregard from migration, when our ancestors and families from generations ago had moved here to New Zealand, it kind of faded away with all the other priorities that had come into our lives. So I reckon it's not a surprise. It's just how it has been so far. But that's nothing to stop us from wanting to learn more and try to strengthen those roots that we've had from Niue, especially coming to a different environment where we're exposed to different priorities and opportunities.
Now, you put a call out to people to take part in a survey. What was the response like?
Oh, it was amazing. I was very happy with the amount of responses that the new youth were able to interact and engage with the survey questions, because I had only put it out on my social media and advertised it first day, and then I had to close it the following day because there was just an amazing amount of responses. And the responses, pretty much everyone feels such a close connection with the with their language and culture, and they think it's very important to them. But I think due to the circumstances of living in an English dominant environment with a diverse a whole diverse of other cultures, and it really does impact their engagement or interaction with the language.
That, and also, you know, the growing mixed heritage of our, you know, Pacific Island community here in New Zealand. Now, can you take us over some of the questions as part of the online survey, and what, were some of the responses from people that took part, please?
Yes. So I had 10 questions for the survey, and the first 3 to 5 were just like, how old were you? Where are you from in New Zealand? And then the questions that I had led up to with Whangahoniwe was, is Whangahoniwe important to you? And yes, all the responses were pretty much, yes, it's important to me. And then I followed up with is Whangahoniwe important to your cultural identity, and explain why? And majority as well had explained, yes, it's important to their cultural identity because it allows them to connect to their grandparents who speak mostly Whangahoniwe, as well as just the culture in general, because they aren't able to be in Niue or have not lived in Niue. And and another question was, do you think knowing how to speak Whangahoniwe makes you Niuean? And that was that's a very important one I wanted to put out there, because sometimes we are always thought, oh, if you can't speak the language, then you're not Niuean. So it's really trying to understand what our youth think about that, stigma that has been going around for a while. And the responses were no, the responses were mainly no. You don't have to know how to speak the language in order to be Niuean. Just having that passion and love and connection with the culture and with your identity, just identifying yourself as Niuean is enough. But otherwise, that's pretty much the questions and answers as well. Sorry, I forgot to mention the last question was, please describe your relationship with the language and the culture. And a majority of the responses were pretty much in between. There was some that was like, oh, it's pretty strong. And some were like, oh, it's okay, but I think I could connect better if I had learned the language or if I could speak it. And then there's also in between like, oh, my relationship could be better or could be improved. And it's just many, it's all these factors just affecting their engagement to further and strengthen their language.
Any surprises from you with regards to the responses, especially on the last question, Sarah?
I guess I've kind of anticipated it, but there was a few surprises in terms of how they wish they could have learned the language when they were younger, how they wish their parents had taught them the language, and all these wishes and hopes that they wish they knew more about the language or wish they could speak the language. Really, it really warms my heart because it shows that Whangahoniwe is very much important and to them, and that they are and wanting to strengthen that part of their cultural identity if they had the chance or if circumstances were different. So I think it really goes back to how appreciative and acknowledge how much they acknowledge who they are as Niueans.
What were some of the big factors in terms of the respondents in, you know, their hindrance or roadblocks in learning the vanga haunui, regardless of whether they were sort of, you know, younger or older on the spectrum?
I think one of the biggest factors from the responses was that it was just the environment. Like, they weren't brought up in the environment where niue was spoken a lot, or it wasn't really emphasized. It wasn't strongly emphasized in their upbringing. Although their parents or grandparents and those who did speak niue in their households or in their community, they did speak niue to them, and that's how they understood the language or came to have this connection with the language. The responses were mainly on we wish we had a much more deeper learning of the language. So I think when it comes down to how the responses were, it's all on how they felt or how they could have done something more to engage with their grandparents. Parents and their parents' language.
So, you know, looking back and from all the responses from people that took part in the survey, Soraya, what would be the biggest takeaway for you with regards to the connection or relationship of New Zealand-born niue youth to vangahau niue?
I think the biggest takeaway is that if you have the passion and the love and for the language and the culture, that is enough. There's a lot of things that hinder us from, you know, speaking fluently or being able to communicate with Niueans who do speak the language. There's a lot of factors there, but that shouldn't stop us from identifying ourselves and really coming to in terms to ourselves with the language and culture and how much we appreciate where we come from, who we are, and where we will go from here on. So,
Have you found, since you've been in New Zealand, Soraya, for your own journey with the vangahau niue, just as strong as ever, or being in a new environment, you started to notice a bit of a falling off, of it, as it were, with regards to the vangahau niue?
I think for me personally, I've always been strong in my language and culture, and coming here to New Zealand was a cultural shock at first. It was a bit hard to adjust to the different, the diverse environment we had here, but it didn't stop me from growing and continuing how I was when I was in Niue, and the ways that I've been able to continue my language and culture was through little skits I did. I do videos on vangahau niue. I also just participate in any community event where I can. And I think one of the main ones, as well as seen by the responses of the survey, was family. And I think family was a very important way of maintaining that connection with the culture, especially if your family is very strong or have a consistent relationship with the niue events and culture. And I think it's been very rewarding, challenging, but very, very rewarding in how I've been able to participate in different niue initiatives and groups such as the Aonafa, as I had appeared yesterday for the University of Auckland Association, as well as the Toa Fine Niue group and Polyfest. There are various experiences I've had with the niue language and culture here in New Zealand. And I'm just grateful for all these experiences. Otherwise, I wouldn't be as interactive as I would have been coming to New Zealand.
And of course, being Wahi Tapu, Vangahau Niue, Niue Language Week 2021, some final words of encouragement maybe in the beautiful Vangahau Niue, Soraya?
Oh, yes. As we all know, the theme for this week, Kia Tupu Alaala e Maui He Tangata Niue. Kia mutolu o se tau fuata mo e tau tangata o se hanyu e whekai, kia munuina mo e whakatu mau, kia whakamaloha tau tolu a vangahau motu mo e vangahau niwe ke lātu mo e a tau tolu a tau atuhau anō iha. I just like to encourage us all and wish you all a very happy Niue Language Week, and continue to have that passion and love you have for your culture. And if you are still learning, I still urge you to stay strong on that pathway that you're heading, because this is all for our future generations and our future of the Niue language and culture.
Thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it. Thank you. Koe kia.